Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. You are in tune to Tribune Global Voices. Your host, Ivo Henley. We'll be here for the next 3 hours or so. We hope you stick and stay. Good morning, everyone. For those of you who are online, we're happy that you're here on the blogtalkradio.com/Tribune Global Voices. 563-999-999, that is 3693, the number you call. You press the 1, you will be in. We have online with us already. We have Miss Barbara over in Atlanta. Good morning to you. How are you doing, Miss Barbara?
Good morning. Doing great. Doing great. Praise God.
Great. Praise God. Praise God. And I think we have Matrice and us over there in New York, in the Big Apple, the city so big, they have to name it twice. New York, New York. Good morning, Matrice. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ivo. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
I'm under the weather, but it's beautiful outside. It's a nice...
Very good. Thank God for another day.
66
yes.
Degrees in the day. Beautiful sunshine.
Well, we're happy you're here alive and you're in our presence and we're able to hear you. You're audible. And that's very, very important. We have to give God all the praises, all of the praises. Well, folks, without any further ado, I think we should go ahead and give the show its blessing. Then we'll do a little housekeeping, and we'll have a word of God coming from Sister Barbara. So, Barbara, we're calling on you to give the show its blessing on this Father's Day weekend.
Yes. Good morning to everyone. I'm the sound of my voice. And we have Father's Day tomorrow, so I'll go ahead and reach out and say a prayer for our fathers. We love you because you are the greatest father. You're the greatest father for an example to all of the fathers, dear God. Lord, today I pray that you would speak to each and every one of the fathers' hearts and that they would see you as this great example of unconditional love. We thank you, O God, that you will make these men strong men, their Father. Men, their God, to prepare the sons for tomorrow, their God. In spite of all these stuff that we see going around, their God, we know that you will help these fathers, their God, to direct their sons in the right path, their God. We love you, we praise you, we lift you up, we give you glory and thanks, dear Father. And dear Father, I pray that you continue, O God, to help the fathers that are struggling, the fathers, dear God, that needs comfort today, dear God. I pray that you would touch them, dear God, and help them to keep their focus upon you, you as the Heavenly Father, dear God, that you would be able to guide them and direct them, and that you would be able to give them wisdom in all decisions that they are making. Letting them know that their sons and daughters are looking to them, their God, for great examples. So, Father, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for this show that's gonna that is all around the world today, and all the listening audience. We love you, we praise you, and thank you again, their God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you for that. Just have to give God all the thanks and praises. Like you say, we're also going to ask God to give us guidance in this day. As you know, we always have to seek His advice. We just have to let Him be the pilot while we be the pilot, while we be the co-pilot. That's all we have to ask. As long as we're being mindful that this coming together is of a social nature, we just have to know that our camaraderie here would bear fruit. We just have to make sure that we resonate information out there to folks and make sure that the world would be a small place. As a matter of fact, if we always look out for our neighbors, this world would be a much, much better place. Well, June 18th, we have gone past the half mark in June, and oh, how the time is flying. They said June's come too soon, but nonetheless, we are thankful. Matrix, we're going to turn to you because you have to give us Mama Babsy.
Yes. Mama Babsy. Mother Babs. Babsy. Gadzia. That's her. She's doing great. She's still enjoying herself at home in Nevis. And everything's going good down there with And I would like to say before I go any further is to ask for some prayers for Miss Sharon Pemberton. Sharon loved me some Pemberton, one of our neighbor, family member who is going through a difficult time. And we are reaching out for you all to donate to her. I'm not sure. I should have had that on me, but I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll go for me page. But prayers is all good. So just take some time out, a little bit of time, and send up a prayer for her so that she can get healed after the operation, before the operation, during the operation. And so that's what I'm asking of you, all those in Radio Land.
Yes, indeed. We'll pray for her, Sharon Pemberton. She's over there in New York via Rawlins Nevis. She's a bit under the weather, as you can understand. It's been in social media that she's suffering from some blood clots. So, folks, we can just chime in wherever we can to ease the burden, especially from a financial standpoint. We'll allow the Lord to do his work. We're not going to take over. So I'm going to always say that the good Lord has never, ever made a mistake, so let us not point fingers. It's done for all of the good. But folks, you know, we are into our inspirational portion, and that goes up until 10 o'clock. Sports come our way at 10 o'clock. And of course, we will hear Admiral with birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson. At 10:45, we're going to have Dawn and Debbie to tell us the efforts they're making over there in Antigua and Barbuda in the humanitarian efforts that they're making to make life a little easier for the less fortunate. And, of course, we're going to have Open Line at 11 o'clock. Tanner would have a comment as well as usual. But we're going to have the Word of God now. We're going to have Mr. Barbara to come on in and to lend her voice in that regard. Barbara, come on in.
Yes, good morning again to everyone. Today's Father's Day, and it's a wonderful day. I want to shout out to my fiancé, Iva, as a father. I pray God's great continued blessing on your life and being a father to your kids. And seeking God's way, you know, that's always the best way. So we just go ahead now, and to all the fathers out there, even Cardinal and Roger and Kenneth and, you know, all the other fathers, I just want to give a shout out to them. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to read from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. It says here, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments." This is what our Heavenly Father is saying to all the fathers out there. It says here, "For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tables of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man." And our usual verse every week is, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he promised that he will direct your path. It says here, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. So we see here, this is a word from our Heavenly Father, the God of all wisdom. So that's out there. You are the one that provides. Father, they also provide safety. When a father gives praise to his children, he energizes his child. They also should share words of affirmation and show that love and affection and even a listening ear to your kids, which is so important. Another thing that we we don't hear much about even in these signs is the disciplining. The disciplining of our children when they're younger is one of the best things that a dad can do. In order. I remember us growing up, we were part of that disciplining. And we can see the results of that today. We have, as fathers, you also have a responsibility to teach your child responsibility and accountability. Letting them know that every choice that they make, the choices that we make have consequences, whether for good or for bad. But I pray today that all fathers out there will just continue to love and cherish their kids and be a great example for the kids. And I just want to end off with that today with my scripture as usual. It says here, so we must honor the Lord with our possessions and with the first fruit of all of our increase. It says here, when we listen to God and obey his commandments, he gives us the wisdom we need to avoid dishonest schemes. He shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler, and under his wings he shall take refuge. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. Hear, my children, the instructions of a father, and give attention to no understanding. So for the father said, I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. For when I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. The fathers, I encourage you today, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget it, nor turn away from the words of the Father's mouth. And that's the encouraging word for today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very, very Amen. Good. Very good. And folks, we are ready. We are ready. How ready are you? This is the Caribbean Global Voices. We're here until high noon. So we have to stick and stay. We're going to have a little musical interlude shortly, but stand by for that. Maybe I can just tell you how ready I am. I'm being trained in righteousness, believe it or not. I am, because I am great. I am created for works. I am a doer of the word. I am kind. I am humble. I am meek. I am patient. I am loving. I am fruitful. I am steadfast. I am gentle. I am faithful, and I am never alone. I'm never hungry. I have the word of God. I am never thirsty. I assure you, I am ready. Hallelujah. I am ready. This is the 18th day of June. We are celebrating fathers. We've been oftentimes left behind, but hang in there, fellas. Father's Day is around the corner. We'll have Luther Vandross right about now. Wish I can dance with my father again. Tony Smith for Kathleen over there.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up as he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know. Tomorrow, never know.
Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. We're going to double the pleasure tomorrow, so stand by. We're celebrating on this weekend all fathers. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We are going to celebrate. Can we head to the mountain? Yes, I sure we can head to the mountain because the good Lord is everywhere.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain,
your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up.
Yeah, I want to take it down a bit. Take it down a bit here because I want to say a special good morning to Vernice over there in St. Kitts, listening on this forum for the first time. So we want to welcome you to the forum and happy Father's Day to you, Vernice, my long-lost friend. How are you doing? Hope everything's fine, everything's well. And to all of the fathers, we want to say happy Father's Day.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the good.
Your
Yes, we got to sing, give him praises, open your mouth and sing. We are celebrating this Father's Day, and we're doing it today, Saturday, because we're here every Saturday from 9 until 12, Caribbean Global Voices, spread the word, 563-999-3693. And we'll double the pleasure tomorrow on the cricket show. Again, we want to say happy Father's Day to one and all. We're in the inspirational portion, and that's going to take us up until 10 o'clock this morning. Of course, we're going to have sports at 10. We'll have a brief anniversary and historical notes comes up right after that. And he, too, has a commentary. We'll expect to hear from Dawn Debbie at about 10:45 this morning. But again, stick and stay because we go all the way to high noon.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, let's hear Will Smith, what he has to say on Father's Day.
Dad is a very sensitive subject.
Doctor placed you in my arms. Understood, watch me death before I let you meet harm. All those questions arose in my mind. Would I be man enough against wrong? You right to be standing up from the hospital that first night. Took an hour just to get the car seat in right. People driving off fast got me kind of upset. Got you home safe, placed you in your bassinet. That night I don't think one wink I slept as I slipped out my bed to your crib. I crashed up your head gently. Felt my heart melt because I knew I loved you more than life itself. Lord, please let me be a good daddy. All he needs, love, knowledge, discipline too. I pledge my life to you. And all. Sometimes I wonder what you gonna be, a general, a doctor, maybe an MC. I wanna kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you cut out a line. Do that, why do you do that? Try to be a tough dad, but you be making me laugh, crazy joy. When I see the eyes of my baby boy, I pledge to you, I will always do everything I can. Show you how to be a man, dignity, integrity, honor, and I don't mind if you lose long as you came with it.
Do that. life.
That's a really good song. Mr. Mark, pay for this dance.
There you go. Will Smith making his contribution on this Saturday when we are celebrating Father's Day. But to understand that, you know, Father's Day is one occasion which comes with an opportunity to make your dad feel special. Go ahead and make the dad feel special. Go ahead, make him realize his contribution in the whole family setup. It's just the one day that is given to us. Please go ahead and just make us feel special. Butter us. I know it is a cow that makes butter right there on Senkwa. If you need that butter, dial my number. Just dial the number. Because when you were a child, you know, whenever a child is born, right from that day, to him, his father is his superhero. Of course, my father became my superhero. You always look up to your dads. Especially when you're a child, you learn to move and to take your first step with your father. And I am referring to mothers who have played that father role as well. So just don't think I'm speaking of gender. Once you would have done the father role, you should be honored as well. So mothers, you're doubling your pleasure. You would have had last month Mother's Day, but there are a lot of mothers who have done fatherly duty. I am referring to them as well. So I speak to the children. I say, children, look to the ways that enhance their fathers and shower upon love with a heart full of love. Just shower your father with love, even if it's just for that one day, but genuine. All right? So go ahead, get your education, do what you have to do. Try to be even 1 point more than what your father would have achieved. I think he would be happy for that. I would. I always feel like there's a ladder here, but there's always room up the ladder. And if my kids would have gone 1 step up the ladder, that in itself would make me feel proud. Anyway, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. And we have a request. We would have played it earlier, but for those who have tuned in a little late, they said you must play Luther Vandross, Dance with My Father Again. It's your show. It's the people's show. Does it make sense that we speak among ourselves here? That's Cardinal Matrice, Barbara, and myself. Those are the ones whose voice you would have heard this morning. Well, you haven't heard Cardinal, but he's in the main studio this time. He's behind the scenes. Dance with My Father Again, an all-time Father's Day song. Again, it's for all parents.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. Just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he
Happy Father's Day to the Cricket Show that comes your way tomorrow from 6 o'clock in the p.m. until 9. To all the gentlemen that's on that show, we want to say happy, happy Father's Day. Leon Francis, Jason Patel, Benny Seat. We have Roger Francis. I'm going to even say Murchison that was on that show. She would have done her fatherly duty as well. Mackenzie. Over there in Texas, we want to say good morning to him as well, and happy Father's Day. Did I leave out anyone of the panelists? Cardinal Mills, from time to time, he lent his voice on that show as well. David Maitland, not going to be with us this morning with sports. He's out on an assignment, maybe chasing the news, you never know. But we have 954-751, let's see, well, she would have already said her prayers and good morning, but now she wants to lend her voice to the show, so 954-751, come on in, good morning, I've been Global Voices.
Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, just calling in early because I have some workmen coming. I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, including Ivor and Cardinal and everybody else, Leon and Dennis and everybody on the show. And I want to say happy Father's to some mothers as well, because some mothers, like myself, have been playing the father's role.
Yes.
And so I want to say happy Father's Day to us as well.
I totally agree with you with that, and I hope you get a chance to call in a little later when we have the open line. Last week, you lent your contribution to some of the happenings taking place over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. So, but, you know, right now we're in the inspirational portion.
Yeah, well,
so
I just called to say happy Father's Day, and I will call back a little later. I think what my workman is going to do, it shouldn't take too long. So,
okay, well,
I should be able to call back in. Like after 11 or so. Mm-hmm.
Very,
so you enjoy
okay,
your Father's
you.
Day. Yes, and
okay.
All the fathers around the world.
Ah, yes, God. Ooh, yes. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, Lord, yes. I was so empty. I needed someone
Who could take away the emptiness inside? I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised to never leave. I'm depending on you, Lord, to hear my call. Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you in the middle of the night. Oh, I was lost. At my door. Oh, I wonder, where are you, Lord, when the devil seemed to knock me on the floor. Now I see, Lord,
person on here who wants to send his greetings across the way. Look who we found, Virgil Francis of the famous cricket show. Virgil, good morning and happy Father's Day to you, sir. Virgil, are we not hearing you, Virgil? Take your mute off, Virgil. Oh. Vigil, you're in, but you got to take your mute off. Okay, let's see if we can get him in the back here someplace.
I was so lost without you, yeah. Now you never leave me.
Well, we're still trying to make a connection here with Virgil. I know he wants to say his happy Father's Day on air. So let's repeat this fellow here and try to get Virgo on again.
Ah, yes, God.
I needed someone who could take away this emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. Life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let I look to always let me down. I remember you promised to never leave me. I'm depending on you, Lord.
So that he can get in. Happy Father's Day to you, Virgil. We're going to roll over to sports shortly, but want to say a special happy birthday, happy Father's Day to you and all of the the contributors to the cricket show. So Virgil, you're on the Caribbean Global Voices. Your voice is being heard the world over. Good morning.
Good morning to all the listeners. And happy Father's Day to all the listeners all over the world, the cricket show panelists. Happy Father's Day, Ivan. Happy Father's Day. And I'd like to say a special happy Father's Day to my son, Darian, my brother, Michael, who's in Antigua right now, and my friend, Earl Stephen. I have too numerous to mention, but just to all the fathers, I just want to wish you guys a happy, 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 happy Father's Day, which we know Father's Day doesn't celebrate like our Mother's Day celebrate, but Mother's Day is special, but extra special, but to all the fathers, just want to wish them a happy Father's Day, and I just wish them all the best.
Yeah, well, Virgil, I want to thank you for coming too, and at least lend your voice to this, the Caribbean Global Voices, especially in the inspirational portion. It's not going unnoticed. It means a lot to us, to be honest. Well, bookmark the number, you know, first-time caller. So we have to just make a note of that as well. So you make a note of the number. You can dial straight. You don't have to wait for any assistance.
I'm apologizing for what happened this morning because you give me a number. Somehow I think I wrote down the wrong number and I just couldn't get in. And then, you know, you work your magic and call me back and give me the right. I mean, give me the number and then it do happen now. So I'm glad for that.
I'm happy that you did not at least say that I'm responsible for what you heard. So
I was sleeping when you called me. So when you sleep, you miss a number. You always miss a number when you're sleeping. So I think that's what happened.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it was very early in the morning when I called you. So, but you gave me the green light to call you at any time. So don't make it like I was intruding now. I know you're already been a father many times over. You wasn't trying to get twins now.
No, you wasn't intruding. But what happened, you know, early in the morning when you get a call and your head, half of the brain work and half don't work. So the number they give me going to say that wasn't working that early in the morning. So that's what happened.
You see, you come back with that again, you know. You know, a few years ago, I went to Virgil and I told Virgil, he had a dog barking in the back there, that's Cardinal. I asked Virgil, I went up to his left ear and I said, Virgil, I want you to lend me $50. Virgil said, boy, I can't hear nothing in this ear now. You got to tell me why you have to stay in my right ear. So I go to the right ear and I said, Virgil, I want you to lend me $500. Virgil said, hey, hold on. Come back over in the $50 ear.
True story.
True story. You see, I'm not responsible for what you hear. But anyway, Virgil, I always appreciate you. Yes.
Yeah, and tell Cardinal to tell the dog I said happy Father's Day too, because the dog was saying, why you didn't, you hear the dog was barking? He was saying, why you didn't tell me happy Father's Day? Cardinal dog,
okay.
I want to tell you happy Father's Day.
All right, he's hearing you loud and clear.
Virgil, Ivan didn't tell you it was my dog or no? I will tell you, there's a dog in the background, and that's Cardinal.
Yeah, but you have to listen carefully because
Cardinal was at the park. Let me give him your true story,
Cardinal. Virgil, Cardinal was at the park sitting down, and a dog was there right next to him. But Cardinal has a dog at home. But this guy walked up to Cardinal and said, does your dog bite? And Cardinal said, no, my dog does not bite. So he went and he played with the dog, and then the dog bit him. And he turned to Cardinal and said, I thought you told me your dog don't bite. Cardinal said, that's not my dog.
The guy don't play the wrong dog, man.
Virgil, let me give you the warning of your life. Listen very carefully to what Ivor is telling you. Because then the next thing you know, you're going to find yourself in hot water. Okay? Trust me on this one. Ivor told you, if you hear a dog in the background, that's Cardinal. And you picked up on that.
Yes.
Don't tell me Ivor is calling you again.
If you had picked up on that, he would have walked around and tell everybody that Virgil called me a dog. So listen to Ivan very, very carefully. I'm glad that you picked up on that one. You thought...
I hear it.
You hear it. You hear it, right?
Yes, sir.
But you didn't hear it the way Ivan wanted. You didn't hear it the way Ivan wanted you to hear it. So keep stay on that track there.
Virgin is not paying attention. When he said he heard the dog bark, I said, that's kind of what you were trying to say, cardinal dog. But I never tell him it was cardinal dog.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling him. That's why I'm telling him. Be careful.
Yes, so...
Listen very carefully. Ivan is not responsible for what you hear.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. I got a filter out what you said sometimes, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Any other
yeah, well,
you guys are very happy fathers in it.
Yeah, we've come to the end of our inspirational portion, but we're going to ask you to stick and stay because we have Put in Brief that's coming up, and then we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and some historical notes to be followed, and Tanner'll have a very interesting commentary for you as well. But you two can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. You push the one, of course you will be audible. We'll make room, move over. So we're gonna make an excuse for David this morning. Normally he brings his Sport in Brief this morning, but he is out on an assignment. They're playing some music this morning at the park. So, David is a man, what is said, a coat of multicolors, but now he's talented all around, does just about everything. As a matter of fact, he'll be out for the next few weeks. Minor league comes up and he's summoned from duty, umpiring duties, that's coming up shortly. So, in the meantime, why not rally around?
And the run don't come as it did before, but when the two says go, don't you know? We've lost the battle, but yet we will win the war. Rally round the West Indies, one forever. Rally round the West Indies, never say never. Pretty soon the run back on.
Yes, indeed, we have to rally around the West Indies. But I can tell you, man, West Indies is taking on Bangladesh in the first test match over there. So Vivian Richards Ground in Antigua, little LA, little Antigua. And we had two major collapses in the first inning of this match, if I dare say so myself. Bangladesh, putting to bat, was skittled out for 103 on the first day. West Indies made heavy weather, getting up to 265 all out. And that's why I said two major collapses in the first inning. And I'm going to stand by my word. The captain making some 94 runs. The vice captain, that's Blackwood, getting some 63. And you have Nkuna Bonner getting 33. Weeper batting at number 3. He got in double figures, 11. And the only other double figures was the deputant. We have Moti. He made 23. So major collapse, if you ask me. They batted all of 112 overs, 0.5, and they just amounted, what's the total I said there? They collapsed for 265. This was the time for them to bat once, but they chose to get all out. And now, overnight, they have Bangladesh on 56 for 2. The match begins shortly, so we'll bring you some updated scores as we go along. Now, in the first inning, we can go to the bowling. Let's pull that up. Coach, he was slated to not play, as a matter of fact, but he recovered just in time to really start the proceedings and had Bangladesh wobbling. He picked up 2 for 21 from his 8 overs. Jaden Seals, he got 3 for 33. Azawi Joseph, the hometown boy, he got 3 for 33 as well. And Kyle Myers, the all-rounder, he got 2 for 10. And when Bangladesh batted, we have Iqbal, he got 22. We had Joy, he got 20. And that this is in the second inning. He's not out on 20. And we have Santo, he is not out on 12. That's in the second inning. Now we can turn our attention to England. England is taking on New Zealand. And, oh, how can they say that test matches are done and dusted, left for dead? That is not the case. We would have seen Bairstow and the captain, who would have started very well, with 2 wins on the trot. They really came good, and they would have played a test match, 2020 style or ODI style, in which they would have sent New Zealand packing. Can I find them here? They're somewhere over here. Khan might have to come in on that. I would have lost it. It went away from me. But nonetheless, England are 2 up in the series against New Zealand. So Root again coming good. The former captain and his vice captain has now turned captain. He's doing good. He has 2 half-centuries in both matches. And he's really marshalling his troops in the W column. That's the winning column. So we have to all hails to Ben Stokes. Ben Stokes is not only known for Carlos Brathwaite hitting him for 6 sixes on the trot to win a World Cup 2020 title. He's now started proceeding as captain on the correct note. You're saying something, Cardinal? Can come on and...
Yeah, 4 sixes, Carlos Brathwaite.
Yes, 4 sixes on the trot. Yes, sorry, to win the match. There was no need for a 5th and a 6th. So 4 sixes on the trot. Colonel, I'm going to let you tell us what's happening over there in Antigua from your perspective, because we're just going to have an abbreviated sports here. So,
well, I think you have. You know, summarize it pretty well. 2 big collapses, not the kind of cricket we like to see in Test cricket. And particularly because we are so frustrated with West Indies' mediocre performance over the years. You know, if this was happening in a tightly fought match, let's say between an England and an Australia, you know, we would have thought that, okay, they had a bad day. You know, we can be happy with that. But this is a consistent kind of performance that West Indies have been giving us, this major batting collapse. So we take it, this is just another of those batting collapses. And there was nobody in the tail end to bring on a recovery. Yeah. Completely far cry to the contest that we saw between New Zealand and England, when at the beginning of the series, the beginning of the match, I should say, you know, you had over 1,000 runs being scored. And when things happen like that, usually it peters out to a draw. But this is not what happened in this case. So we did not know, the match continued, and we had no idea that somebody was going to win it, because we had already made the conclusion that this is going to be a draw. So it was exciting to see a West Indian-like performance, the kind of performance that you and I grew up with, Ivor, brought on by Johnny Bairstow and what's the captain's name?
Who? Ben Stokes?
Ben Stokes. It was exciting to see that kind of West Indian-like performance by Ben Stokes and Johnny Bairstow to bring back the kind of cricket that you and I, you know, got excited about watching. So we got to end up saying, hey, test cricket, much to the chagrin of those who want it that way, test cricket is not going anywhere. Yeah, we also have some matches going on in the thing. I mean, the West Indies Cricket Board has opened up the field for women's competition, and that's a good thing. You know, Dave Cameron was on his way there. Eventually see it opening up. The Leeward Islands has entered the team. They're not doing very well, but this is their introduction. They're gonna get ravaged by Barbados, Trinidad, and Jamaica, who have been involved with this level of competition for a while. Stephanie Taylor in the 50-over competition, the 20-over competition is done. I think Trinidad took that one away from Barbados. Jamaica took it away from Barbados. I'm not even sure because I'm not getting the chance to follow it that closely. But anyway, Barbados was divested of the title because of the performance of either Trinidad or Jamaica. And now they are in the 50-over competition. Now, Windward and Leeward Islands are not doing really, women are not doing really well in that competition. But it's good to see that they get the chance to enter. They get the exposure, they get the experience. And I'm sure they're going to, you know, organize their cricket differently after this experience on the grassroots level. And you know, perform all the way up to this level of cricket. But it's good to see that the tournament and the competition has opened up, you know. So we get to see more of this from here on in.
All right. Well, just to round out the sports here, we're going to say that the champions in the NBA are the Warriors.
Warriors.
Rightfully so. I was really supporting the Warriors from after the Heat would have been knocked out by the Celtics. But just a recap. The Warriors would have won the first game on their home court, but they would have lost the second game. And traveling to Boston, they would have lost the third game. So they lost two in a row, second and third. But it's not how you start, it's how you end. So they won the first, lost the second, lost the third. And then they came back with three in a row, winning games 4, 5, and 6, being 4-2. So on Thursday night, the score would have been, 103-90. Golden State Warriors winning a fourth title in the NBA. And Steph Curry, for the first time, being the player of the series. I'll give you the other matches they would have won. The match prior to that, 104-94, and they would have won 107-97. So pretty much they were drawn out there on their home court. And like I said, sometimes you have to learn to dance at home before you dance abroad. So they would have won the first one at home, and they end up winning the last one on the turf of the Celtics. Celtics would not have really wanted that because you don't really want a man to really dance on your court. You would have laid the groundwork for them to come and show their ways on your case, on your turf. But nonetheless, that was being realized, and I can say without Durant, because Durant came to the Warriors and showed them the winning ways. When Durant won 2 on the track, and he was the MVP, as a matter of fact, Durant, but Durant would have left them. So he showed them how to win, and since then they would have won 2 without Kevin Durant. KD, so I'm sure he's happy for them as well. So that's it, unless you have something in sight.
At least Celtics didn't have to print any T-shirts and hats, you know. So, you know, if they had gone to the game, if the game 6 had played out and it was even, for the seventh dogfight,
for the seventh game,
Celtics would have had its hats and T-shirts printed already.
Yes.
For the finals.
For the finals, yes.
Yeah. So the good thing is that they get people to dance in their face in their yard. But they didn't have to burn up any t-shirts and hats and stuff like and memorabilia and stuff like that. I find some place to hide them. So
okay,
at least
well,
that was in their favor.
Hold your horses there. We have a hand up here, 850-459. Maybe want to lend their voice into the conversation. Good morning and happy Father's Day. I recognize the number.
Hey, good morning to you, Ivor. Happy Father's Day to you and Cardinal, to David and all the fathers and the mothers who are acting as fathers as well. I just
yes,
want to
we
say
have the,
wonderful.
We have the mayor of Lauderhill City.
The beautiful city of Lauderhill.
Okay.
Yeah, the beautiful city of Lauderhill. How are you, Mayor? Mayor Kaplan Jr.? But then, nevertheless, yes, wonderful show, Ivor. I just want to say, in with regard to the test match is ongoing, it was really a double collapse. But I'm pondering why, in fact, they had left out Thomas. I felt that Thomas should have been included in the 11, but the selectors acted the way they want, and because. Reefer, I didn't see Reefer batting at number 3. Has he batted any time? But that's my thought.
100%
so that's my
agreeing
thought.
With you. 100% agreeing with you. We cannot have a pinch hitter in Test cricket batting at number 3. It was not overnight batsman, night watchman.
No.
To leave out Thomas, who's been batting at the top of the order with his bat full with runs. And even playing at home, that's an insult. I know the Bajans wouldn't have stand for that. They would have, you remember what they did? They marked the whole match against South Africa.
Against South Africa, the first match against South Africa too, test match. And that was a big insult. I feel really badly about that. That's it. But nevertheless, let's hope they can pull it through today. And come back with a couple more wickets and pull it through.
Yes, well, we'll try to bring some updates as we go along. So
we're
standing by for Dawn and Deb at 11:45, but we're going to get the segment turned into the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes at around this time. So we'll do that now so we can accommodate Dawn and Debbie. So, Lynn, if you can say, thank you for coming through.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
Yes, good morning, Leon. Happy Father's Day to you.
Good morning to you, Cardinal, as well, and all the fathers in your neck of the woods. I know there are many around your area. So, yes, there are many, many fathers and the mothers who are acting as fathers who are fatherless. But
yes, we will not leave those out.
Yes, yes indeed.
Yes.
Okay, one more thing to the sports.
Cardinal, just before you go, I just hope you have something on Chuxi for this morning, because Chuxi, the guy that was kidnapped from...
Yeah.
And something about Barbuda, Barbuda Land Act, that was the Privy Council had ruled in favor of the Antigua government. I don't know if you had anything on that, but...
I didn't get any information on that. Mm.
Okay.
Oh, Lynn can come back and tell us about that. Lynn, when we get to that at 11 o'clock hour, you can let the listeners know. So you're welcome.
Mm.
Welcome to that.
Okay.
Okay. So, Colonel, let's go ahead and get the
one more sports.
So we can
one
get...
more sports note. The young Coco Gauff has made it into the semifinals at in Berlin. That's the grass court tournament before Wimbledon. So, you know, she's making strides. Remember, she was the runner-up at the just-completed French Open. So we're looking forward to see her performances coming up later. So I'm not sure where she is standing within the semifinals, but I guess we'll get information about that later.
Okay.
Good morning to the... Franz, you want me to do the... Okay, let me see if I got... Franz, the special Franz, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And let me stop a minute to greet these special friends. And so I'm going to start up there in New York and say good morning to Matrice, Donna, Ina, Sharon, and Lady Babs in Nisbet. And let's send out an extra special prayer for Sharon. We understand that she's a bit under weather. We hope that, you know, the medical services would be available to her, and we're going to see her recovery really soon. Speedy recovery, Sharon. Let me go on over to St. Martin. We're going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man, Carlos. Nice sunny weather over there in St. Martin, just like it is all the way here in the Caribbean. And yeah, it's time for the summer festivals. I'm sure they're going to be all part of that. I'm going on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette, whom you all heard earlier this morning, but she's taking care of the workmen. And think that, hey, you sweat a little bit. That's all right. It's a hot day, and with working around, that's going to happen. We only hope that the dry weather doesn't dry up all the water. Good morning, Lynette, and the attending workmen. I'm going to go on over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen, Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to the UK, and I'm sure Omel says she only back England when they're not playing against the West Indies. So sure, she must have enjoyed that spirited performance that England made to take down New Zealand in the last Test match series. And I think that was a too much series, so England won it 2-0. The series is done. So, you know, congratulations, Omel, on your win. You know, that was a great win, great cricket between England and New Zealand. I'm going to go on down to, come on across the channel, and I'll say good morning to Marva Jones over there in Fort Lauderdale, and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, to her little brother, Malik, and sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. How about saying good morning to Elimat? King Elimat, that is, hoping that brother is doing okay. Letting you know that we're hanging with you still, in spite of the fact that we haven't heard from you for a couple of days. Let me step on down to the Southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. I wanted to get in touch with me. Let me tell you what's going on in Leeward Island Cricket. You might like it. Good morning, Cutner. He comes to you over there by way of Sandy Point. I'm going to go on up to Georgia and we'll say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara. Good morning to you. And they're getting ready to celebrate the birthday of Mr. Jackson. That's Yvette's grandson. Hoping that they're going to have a great time doing that. They're celebrating the summer. Begin with celebration of the birthday of the little Jackson. Tremaine had twins. She lost one, but Jackson is still around. Happy birthday, Jackson. And I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And like I tell you, she's been traveling. I don't know where she is. She don't tell me where she is, but she keeps me smiling. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you're having a great time wherever you are. And I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen, the biggest fan of the Inspiration Hour. Hoping that you're enjoying our show with us this morning. With that said, to all other fans, friends, and supporters, have a great time with us. I will get a great show for you.
Here comes your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for this day, 18th June. Cardinal
Carl Meadows.
Yes. Compliment. Your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for June 18th, 2022, the 169th day of the year. And these are brought to you by the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. It is the birthday of Hugh Gore. You remember him, Ivor? Tall,
yes,
young,
of course. The beamer. The man with the beamer.
The man
when
with
was legal.
Beautiful beamer in the world. He's out of Antigua. Out of England, Arthur Fogg and Maureen Alley. Their birthdays are today. From South Africa, Billy Wade and Martin Vangersfeld. Carl Abbott from New Zealand. Oh no, that I thought he was. I almost thought that he was going to be like the governor of Texas, but he's great. I don't think they're related, are they? From New Zealand, Blair Pip-Poker. That sounds like a South African last name. Rowan Milburn. That sounds like a British last name. Guy Overton, but they are the same. Out of New Zealand. From Australia, Melissa Papworth. From India, Kota Ramaswamy. He represented India in Test cricket, and he also represented India in Davis Cup tennis. Twin man. From Finland, Peter Gallagher. From Oman, Sultan Ahmed, I should say. Darren Heath's birthday. Darren Heath is the son of Dennis Heath. His birthday is also today. Blake Shelton, an American country singer and songwriter and TV personality. It's also the birthday of Paul McCartney. That's one member, one quarter of the Beatles. Remember that rock band? Came out with all that black music, the Beatles, yeah. O.T. Genesis, the rapper, Barack Obama Sr., and the second black president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki, was president of South Africa following in succession to Nelson Mandela. He was president between 19... Hold a bit. He was president between 1999 and 2008. Richard Boone, an American actor. In 1917, Richard Madden, the Scottish actor, his birthday. No. Oh, he was born in 1970. Okay. It's also the birthday of Richard Madden, the Scottish actor. He's acting in the Game of Thrones. In 1583, Richard Martin of London takes out the first life insurance policy on William Gibbons at a premium of £383. I wonder how much was the payout. And why was he financing the life of William Gibbons? There are questions to be asked. The War of 1812 was declared on June 18th. That's when Congress voted to declare war against Britain. And President Madison signed it into law. So the war between the Americans and the Brits began again. Remember they had a war back in 1778. They called it the War of Independence. Now, this is the War of 1812. They're busy, ain't it? Now, the excuses that the Americans gave for that war is that the British had imposed an economic blockade against France. One of the reasons. And they say American seamen were joining the British Navy. And then they said the British were supporting the indigenous peoples in America. And then they said, you know what? We should invade Canada. So they had this thing brewing for a while. But in 1812, it came to a boil. And the War of 1812 broke out. It lasted for 2 years when they signed a treaty and said they entered the war. The war was not over, but the treaty was signed. Anyway, we brought a respite. That's the War of 1812 as far as we remember any kind of history about that. Okay. In 1682, English Quaker William Penn founded the city of Philadelphia. And I'm wondering if I got this right, because I understand William Penn to have been the founder of the state of Pennsylvania, and then Philadelphia, which was named that way because it was called the city of brotherly love, and was also the first U.S. capital. Anyway, it says in here that William Penn founds the city of Philadelphia in 1682. In 1815, the Battle of Waterloo. Ah, okay. That's when the Europeans said, we had enough of this fella named Napoleon, because he's while running around Europe, creating all kind of wars, and, you know, wanted to be the controller. This is 1815, that the last battle in the war was called the Battle of Waterloo, when the French forces were defeated. Remember, just 2 years before that, I should say, the year before that, they just finished a war that involved the French. Where America said, we're going to invade Britain. We're going to create war with Britain because they blockade the French. This time they're having war over there in Britain. Tell you, that culture there is a history of wars. You can't figure out where one end and the other one begin. So I'm just going to make that clear to you. The British forces under Wellington and the Prussian troops under Bolger ended 23 years of recurring warfare between France and all the other powers in Europe. Hitler finally came closer to that objective later on in 1914 and again in 1939. Okay, in 1847, American photographer Thomas Martin Easterly takes the earliest known photograph of a lightning using some kind of process, and that happened in St. Louis, Missouri. In 1873, American suffragist Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for voting for U.S. president in New York. She refused to pay the fine, and no further action against her was taken. You see, it was a crime then for women to vote. Wow. In 1870, women eventually got the vote on August 18th in 1920. See how long after? Between 1873 and 1920. 1870. Richardson, W.H. Richardson, an African-American inventor, patents the children's carriage. In 1923, the first checker cab is produced by the Checker Cab Manufacturing Company in Kalamazoo, Michigan. By 1925, the Checker Cab Company was the largest manufacturer of cabs in the country. In 1928, American aviator Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean, landing in Burieport, Wales. In 1936, the first bicycle traffic court in America was established in Racine, Wisconsin. Wow. 1941, in his 18th World Heavyweight title defense, boxer Joe Louis knocks out Billy Kahn in the 13th round in front of a crowd of 54,487 at the Polo Grounds in New York City. In 1942, Bernard Robinson becomes the first African-American ensign in the U.S. Navy. In 1948, Columbia Records publicly unveiled its new long-playing phonograph record. You remember the 33s, Ivor? That's the one they're talking about. Today, Columbia is the oldest record brand in the industry, dating back to 1888. In 1950, Cleveland Indians score an American League record 14 runs in the first innings to beat Philadelphia A's 21-2 at Cleveland Stadium. In 1959, the first telecast transmitted from England to the U.S. In 1963, 3,000 blacks boycott Boston Public School to protest de facto segregation. In 1965, the British government, following increasing numbers of accidents caused to drunk driving, announces that it will introduce a blood alcohol limit for drivers. That's still in place today. So on Audley's birthday, the following year, have anything ever happened to you on your birthday like that, Ivor? No, he ain't happening in July. He happened on the 1st of January, 1970. I should say 1966, 1st of January. The new laws against drunk driving were implemented. In 1970, so you see, Audley got something up on you, Ivor. 1970, Edward Heath's Conservative Party. Remember that guy, Edward Heath? Oh, man, they talk about the new end. Win the general election. That's the same guy who wanted to deport all Caribbean people from out of England. Edward Heath. He and his parliamentary supporter, Baden-Powell. Replacing the Labour Party. 1975, left-hand fast bowler Gary Gilmore takes 6 for 14 to guide Australia to a 4-wicket win with 188 balls remaining in Cricket World Cup semi-final versus England. 1976, rioting in South Africa spreads throughout the country. At least 58 people were reported dead and 788 were injured. Sorry for that short term. Due to the spread of violence in South Africa. You know, you can guess, you can make an educated guess as to what that violence was about. In 1980, Indian human rights computer Shakuntala Devi sets a world record by mentally multiplying random 13-digit numbers in 28 seconds. That's faster than I would write to write a 16-digit number. Maybe that's why I don't get paid that much. the first American woman to fly into outer space did so in 1983. Remember her? Sally Ride was launched with four other astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger. In 2000, Tiger Woods won the 100th U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, California, winning by an unheard of 15 strokes ahead of his competition and ending with a 12 under for the course. Those of you who know golf would understand that better than I would. 2007, the United Kingdom-based company Tullow announced the discovery of large amount of oil reserves off the shores of Ghana. The estimated 600 million barrels worth of oil was expected to be, you hear that? Expected. I don't think there was any expectation there. Expected to be a boost to the economy in Ghana. We ain't see that boost up to this day. In 2014, and now they're going after Guyana. We hear that there's some oil in Guyana that's expected to be a boost to the Guyanese economy. We can hope for that, but there ain't no expectation. With who? Exxon and them? Hey man, you got to be kidding me. In 2014, King Juan Carlos I of Spain abdicates the Spanish throne to make way for his son Felipe VI. In 2019, England's cricket captain Ian Morgan smashes an ODI world record of 17 sixes against Afghanistan in his side's 150-run World Cup victory at Old Trafford. Morgan made 148 from 71 balls. In 2020, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that the DACA program would stay. That's the program that was put in place by President Barack Obama to allow those who had come to the United States as children to remain and pursue their goals, even though they were not documented. That's it for your historical notes. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson.
Happy birthday celebration. Everybody gets the temptation. Once again, this is your night. And everyone feels like happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that, Cardinal. And now we're standing by for Dawn and Debbie doing some healing of the world. Introduction, we know they're standing by.
Think about Father's the Day. Generations and this.
We
they
can celebrate
a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world,
heal the world.
Make it a better place for you and for me. And it's hard to give it. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I can hear the beautiful voice in the background there. My word. Dawn and Debbie.
Yes.
Multi-talented.
Good morning.
Not only
happy, happy,
to the
happy,
world.
Happy, happy Saturday.
Yes, happy,
yes.
Happy,
how are you?
Happy. And happy Father's Day to you. We are celebrating the
Happy Father's Day to all
son,
the
father's
all
duty.
Gentlemen on the show. For all the fathers, for all the men who are in the role of fathers, adoptive fathers, stepfathers who have stepped up to the plate, surrogate fathers, we take our hats off to them. Once again, especially to you guys on the cricket show, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to my husband, Eugene Campbell. One of the best fathers ever. He, the youngest child is 21, and he still goes out of his way to make sure all of his children are well taken care of. So I take my hat off to all the men and even some of the women who are playing the role of both moms and dads and have to step in, so forth and so on. But even to the men that's out there that is into the recreational field, that support all of the different clubs, the basketball players who they have become fathers to, you know, who have, they're become, yeah, so all of the men that is in a supportive role, we take our hats off to them. So I just wanted to say happy, happy Father's Day. Today is just a day to say thank you for all of the dads out there. Just one announcement. Shanithia Joseph, who is the head of the Smile Foundation, is having a fundraiser to raise some funds in order to get her nonprofit status, if anyone who would like to assist in that endeavor. So once again, to all of the men, especially those in our group, Travis Brown, Pastor Pete, Earl, Sergey from the Soup Kitchen. I don't know if I'm missing out anybody, Farai from the Blaze Show, all of the dads. Please, please, please have a fantastic, awesome, magnificent Father's Day. Without God, you know, in our lives, we can't do anything. So I ask God to continue to bless all of us, but a special blessing because it's Father's Day weekend on these dads, that as we, each day as we grow older and we get wiser, that we continue to support our children magnificently and in the capacity in which they want, they need to be supported. So, you know, if you would like to reach out to us, and once again, normally on a weekend like this, I just want to once again wish everybody a great weekend, but so I just give out my name, Debbie Simon Campbell. My number is 845-820-6598. Email address is Debbie Campbell NYC, DebbyCampbellNYC at AOL.com. And I'm on WhatsApp, same number, and on Facebook, Debbie Simon. Just on a side note, please continue to keep in prayer Andre Simon, who was the cyclist that got hit down and have been in a coma, and they're trying to raise funds for him, also fly him out from Antigua to the United States to see how they can assist him in terms of getting him back on his feet, and keep also in prayers Elsa Barnes, who is going through a bout with cancer, and keep him in prayers. But, you know, once again, praying for everyone. And these are two names that, you know, was sent to me with Andre Simon. I was in church on Sunday. And I don't know what happened, but I know a voice said to me, put him on your prayer list for the next 7 days or so and just pray for him. So I've been praying that all is well with him. So once again, Debbie Simon Campbell, I will hand it over to Dawn. Dawn?
Hello, guys. Good morning. I love that song. I love that song. Thank you for playing it, because it's bringing back memories of my dad as well. But first of all, I just want to thank you all for having us every Saturday on the show. And thank you for just supporting us and also helping us to support our people in Antigua that is in need. And so I want to say thank you to God, because I've been going through some things, but God has found a way to help me through it. And I'm so happy right now. I am also interested in continuing my work for the Antiguan and Barbudans care team in the diaspora. And so with that being said, I would love to definitely say shout out to all the dads out there, my brothers as well, especially the one that I'm close to that's a very good father, Pastor Nkosi Cochran. And also, of course, we had a great father, Mr. Eustace Cochran. And, of course, you know, he's gone now. But every time I turn around, there's certain things that brings fond memories of him to me. So, you know, a father is very important and very special in a child's life. And I encourage all the men that have children to keep doing what you need to do for your children, and make sure you're there with them, and make sure you're able to take care of them, because the world needs more men like that, especially our African-American men and our Caribbean men. I actually pray for you all so that you can be better dads, because I know I had a good example of a father that took care of all of his 10 children. And so I really love Father's Day. Of course, I've been sad, but of course I'm happy as well because of what he left on this earth. And one of it is the gift of serving. And I have stepped in his shoe, and hopefully I can fulfill a small portion of his shoe when it comes to helping people. And that's why I'm part of the team that is trying to help our people in Antigua and Barbuda. And so God is guiding us, myself and Debbie, into that path. That is one of the things that I realized, that what he's trying to do is using us so we can help our own people. My phone number is 785-554-5628. And my email is Kirton, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697@gmail.com. I'm also on Cash App and on WhatsApp. And Debbie and I have been working together for a very long time to make sure that we can get things organized. And donations are very, very important. We cannot do it by ourselves. So I'm asking everyone under the sound of my voice to get in touch with myself or Debbie or the radio station and see how they can participate with anything that they have. God would love you for that, and he will bless you more. Okay? So I just spent last weekend with the other people that are from all over the United States, that are from the Caribbean. We had a wonderful time. I put together an event for Caribbean American Heritage Month, and I must tell you guys, it was successful. We would love to have more people join us. We had people as far as Colorado. We had people from St. Lucia. We had Guyanese. We had Trinidadian. Of course, I was the only Antiguan there. We also had people from Jamaica. We all came together. There we have some of the pictures. And I tell you guys, it made me feel like I was right at home. We cooked curry chicken, jerk chicken. We made saltfish cakes. We made rice and peas. We did our cabbage and carrot. It was delicious. We made our own island punch, and we served it to almost 100 people. About 95 people came and showed up and showed out, and they represented each country. We did the proclamation. So I'm very happy this weekend because we need to come together and do things for ourselves. And maybe next year we'll do a fundraiser as well. So guys, know that I'm very happy that I'm able to come on here and let you guys know that we're making progress. I also spoke with the Antigua and Barbuda Association of South Florida. They were able to send me something to raffle and a lot of stuff with Antigua on it. Antigua was well represented. I had a flag and everything there. I'm proud to be a sister. I'm proud to be a daughter of the island of Antigua and Barbuda as well. So you guys can tell that I'm excited about it. But what I'm more excited about is when we collect donations so we can service and help our people down there that are the least underserved. And that is our mission. So with that being said, Debbie, would you like to say anything else or anyone else?
Just want to say happy Saturday. Be safe and be well. And I'll give everybody, all the men who are dads permission tomorrow to take the day off and just enjoy their kids. Happy Saturday.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, we want to really thank you, fine ladies, for coming through every Saturday. You know, we're here. We made a way for you at 10:45, thereabout, for you to really express yourselves. And I'll just remind the folks who are listening, let us just be mindful that the coming together here, it is not political, but rather it's for a humanitarian effort being done here by Dawn and Debbie's organization. And that is done in recognition of the less fortunate who are over there in the nation of Antigua and Barbuda. So we are really, really trying to be very supportive of them for, in whatever means, you would have heard the Caribbean call for monetary contributions, as well as non-perishable goods or what have you, clothing, what have you. But through our medium here, we will do our best to try to heal the world. Again, we want to say happy Father's Day, even to Dawn and Debbie, who would have played the role as fathers at some time in their life. So with that, we'll see you back here again next Saturday at 10:45. Make it a great week and really double the pleasure tomorrow. Let's heal the world.
Think about the generations and the say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living.
Alright, Leanne has something to say to the ladies. Come on in, Leanne.
Hello?
Oh, David, that's you. Yes.
Hey, morning, man. Good morning to everyone. I just called to say to the listeners that I have not abandoned the show. It's just that for the next couple of weeks, I've been very, very busy. I'll see, hopefully, we are there. I can come in and bring everyone to sports, but for the next couple of weeks, actually, until the end of the month and possibly the first week of August. unlike me, I'm very, very involved here with cricket. I just wanted to also say to the panelists that just left, Debbie and Don, you know, thanks for the work that you guys are doing. I know it's a thankless job, but, you know, you will get your reward, you know, one day. So just like to say thanks to them, you know, and each and every one, Cardinal and everyone. I just wanted to let them know that I haven't abandoned them. It's just that I'm sorry that it's hard here right now. I'm driving, so that's another thing that I didn't want to come on while I'm driving.
I'm so glad you said that on that thing, because I didn't believe a Cardinal was saying, so I'm glad you came and cleared up all doubts.
Listen, I know my buddy Cardinal is gonna say anything, and I know Martrice is gonna have your ears pulling when she gets next to you. So, you know, I ain't worried about, you know, getting you taken care of or trying to create some mischief, you know.
One thing I can say, I enjoy when people get hoodwinked, man. And what I can say, the confidence you put in Mercury's and Cardinal and those guys, man, I'm telling you, man, I would tell the doctors and the nurses, anytime you come to the hospital, don't have to do no scanning or anything. Just go to your back, because with all the stab you're getting in your back, just tend to the wound in your back.
I know Marjorie will take care of you, but I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about it. No, when Marjorie see you, then you'll get, you know, your ears pulled a lot, you know. So. But, you know, just wanted to let the listeners know that I'm sort of just involved here in something. Actually, I'm heading to a function right now. I'm a little bit running behind schedule. But, you know, yesterday all day was working. Got up this morning, doing some texting, and now I'm on the road. So, Ivor, that's all I want to say.
David,
Just
before you go, I just want to commend you, because I know you're smart enough to call in and not leave it up to Ivor to tell the listeners why you are not here this morning. Marcus and I was wondering about that. So I'm happy that you're calling. You know, let them know yourself what's up. Preempt anything Ivor might attempt to do.
I know it gets twisted when it passes. It gets twisted. You know, so I'm very, very, you know, careful not to let something pass when I don't get it straight.
Of course,
you know?
Of course.
Well, guys, I'm just going to take a leave because I need to pick up someone. You know, I'm just going to put on my GPS so I can find his house. And, you know, happy Father's Day to each and every one. And the mothers who play fathers, you know, there's a lot of them here in the islands, you know, all over the world that play the role of the father. So I just would like to say happy Father's Day to each and every one. And it shouldn't be a one-day thing, you know. It should be every day, you know, that we honor and cherish, you know, our parents, you know, our guardians,
well,
you know, not wait until a special day.
I asked you to hang in there, because Father's Day is around the corner. So you'll get a change, don't worry. You get a change. Yeah. It's a good thing we have pants, man, to cover up what's under the pants, man.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, hang in there, man.
Guys,
hang in there. You get a change of underwear.
Let me take a leave of absence. I said I need to pick up someone. I just need to turn on my GPS here. So, like, again, happy Father's Day to each and everyone, and a good day to each and everyone, you know, wherever they are in listening, morning, evening, night, afternoon. Have a good one.
Love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see in this
Come through and let's know what's happening over there in Barbuda. Folks are listening in. Welcome again to Caribbean Global Voices.
Morning again, Ivor. Morning again to you. And just to tell you the score, 84 for 4. West Indies got 2 wickets this morning, all to Kyle Mayers. Just to
Bangalore is batting in the second inning.
Yeah, in the second inning. Yes, indeed. Just the story in the news coming out of Barbuda and from Antigua as well is that the government has won their case against Barbudans who were trying to retain their position as not owning the land but being able to live on their land below without being owning it. And the government has said, well, listen, we wanted to make sure that everyone owns a piece of land that they live on. And the Barbudans, most of them were not in favor. I'm not on either side, but the point is the Privy Council said they are ruling in favor of the government, so it means that the Barbudans who are living in lands now can go in and purchase the land for a dollar and own the land. Before that, they were not allowed to own the land, but they were able to live on the land. And some Barbudans are not happy about that at all, because it means that private persons can come in and own large parcels of land. And of course, they have a great project that is being built in Barbuda, PLH, you know, Peace, Love and Happiness, and that was stalled because of not being able to own land. So I'm sure you're going to hear the end of it. Not going to hear the end of it because some Barbudans are very bent on retaining the way they live for some 300 years. And the other piece of news that I have coming out of Antigua before we go on is that Choksi, who was charged for entering Dominica unlawfully, has been cleared of all charge in Dominica. So he's not being charged in Dominica as being entering illegally, but they took his word that he was abducted from Antigua and taken into Dominica without his permission. So that's another thing that is happening in Antigua. And, of course, the government is trying to have him extradited for charges which he is due to face in India. So that's another development coming out of Antigua. As you were saying, Ivo.
Okay, let's take the first one first. Now that the people would be allowed to own the land in Barbuda, what are the disadvantages of owning the land? Because since they wanted to continue living the way they were living, do they have to pay taxes now? Can they own the land but not sell it?
I believe they've been able to own and sell. Prior to this, they were able to live on the property, and you can lease the land but not own the land.
Wouldn't one want to become the owner of where they're staying as opposed to...
I really can't answer you in that regard, but they are not for it. They want it to be the same, because if they don't own it, they can go anywhere and build. They can go anywhere and squat. So other lands that are vacant, they probably can go. But now that they're able to own, the government has the power to say, no, you have to come in. You have to pay your taxes. You have to buy the land. And the value of the land, obviously, would be more.
So question, in the past, they never used to pay no taxes. They just were their squatters and just stay on the land.
I'm not sure if they pay taxes, but I know they did not own the land. So if they did not own the land, to me, it seems that they were not paying any taxes.
So Christian, all of the land in Barbuda are owned by the government, every single piece too, right now.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Ivan. No. You got it wrong.
Okay.
This is a cultural thing. Barbuda is the only... Barbuda is the only country in the Caribbean that has retained an ancient form of owning property. Now, you can't say that they did not own the land. They owned the land, but as a community. It was community land. The land belonged to all of them, but not to anyone above the other. This is the kind of thing that creates the kind of conflicts that we have nowadays, creating wars, people fighting over land. The indigenous peoples of North America owned the land the same way. This is also an African tradition where the land belongs to the community. The land belongs to the people. It's not that they didn't own it. It's theirs. It belongs to the people of Barbuda, but they own it as a community. That's different than not owning it at all. If they want to raise taxes, you know, to say you pay some kind of a thing to upkeep the land or whatever, it would be shared equally among the people of Barbuda. You know, so it's not the type of ownership that is brought about out of European culture. When the indigenous peoples of North America saw the Europeans come and start to, you know, quarter out land and fence it and things like that, that was foreign to them. They think like, well, what are these people doing? They're crazy. You can't own the land. The land is sacred. You cannot own. Nobody can own what's sacred. It's meant, the land is meant as a resource for all of us to use while we are here. You see? So the African tradition is that you don't own any land. If you want land to do something, you go to the Council of Elders and they approve the area that you say you want, whether it's to do farming or fishing or whatever it is. They approve it. But you can't pass it on to your son because it don't belong to you. It belongs to the people.
Mm-hmm.
If your son wants land, he go to the elders the same way. And he can get his piece, whether to build a home or what. But it belongs, the land continues to belong to the community. So now you have a European institution making a decision about African people maintaining an African tradition. You see the conflict and contradiction there? You see how it interferes with our state of independence? The Barbudan people, as Leon indicated, the Barbudan people don't want that. But it's going
to be... But the Antiguans want it, though.
Panel.
Let me put some... Let me put a little bump in there. The Europeans
I must say most of them. I don't say from what I hear, most of them, not all.
No, well, let me go on what Kainan just saying, because now he's pointing the fingers at the Europeans. But it's the Antiguan government who took it to the Europeans. So I just kind of get the point that
the Europeans took it to the CCJ first.
Right, and then Barbuda, they went all the way to the Privy Council, from what you're saying.
Yeah, Barbuda people took it to the
Privy
Council.
Right, so the Antiguan government is doing this. And it's supported now by the Privy Council. So they didn't push it on the Barbudan people from in the UK and say, this is what we want. This came before the court because your own people are pushing it. And we're deeming that this is the right way to go. So I'm not going to point the fingers now at them. If anything, now I'm saying Gaston Brown and whoever is there is changing that tradition. They're the ones who did it.
But I'm saying, doing what they have to do.
But here's what I'm saying, Ivor. Yes. But I'm saying they're changing the tradition using the authority of a foreign culture to impose on a culture, on African people living according to their African culture. That's what I'm saying. The authority.
And like Leon said, maybe it's not a majority decision. And now the powers that be are saying, we are changing that culture. And now they have no recourse now because they went to the highest law in the land. So what is going to happen now? Let's move on to that.
That's where I disagree with you, Ivor. That's not the highest law in the land. The highest law in the land is decision of the masses of the people. And as far as we understand, the masses of the people in Barbuda say we want to continue to have our occupancy or ownership of our land as a community. We want it to continue to be community land. We want to continue the tradition of our ancestors. And the Antiguan form of land ownership. Huh?
Help the listeners. Now that the Privy Council has ruled, the majority of people in Barbuda can continue living there, continue their tradition, and the government, or the powers that be, has to abide with what the people are saying. That's what you're telling the world now.
Yes.
Okay.
They have to abide by it. Responsible to respect the authority of the majority of the people who sit on that land. And they say, we want to remain a community. We want to have continued our tradition of owning land as a community. It belongs to all of us and no one of us. That's it. That's the most beautiful way of owning land. Because you're going to see what you're saying there.
But I want to make sure that the government now is not going to go over, put bulldozers and push down these people's houses if they're not buying the land for the dollar.
That's exactly what's going to happen. The land for the dollar is only an introduction. That's the bait on which you're going to try to reel in a big fish. But Barbuda is prime land. The people are already looking at it, and again, Antiguan land is used up. So Antiguan land now, Barbuda land now is going to use for Antigua's tourist industry, from which Barbudans would not be beneficiaries. They might get a little handout here and there. You know how the Big Island, Small Island thing go, Ivor. You and I know that around the Caribbean for years. The Barbudan people can get a little handout, you know, and they're going to be told. Plus, they're going to set up tokens in Barbuda. People who can say, oh, look how well this has worked out for us. Who us? A few who get, you know, rich out of it, while the masses of the people lose their land and don't get compensation that is adequate. You can't compensate anybody for the loss of their communion. That's not compensable. You know, you cannot compensate, you know, people for destroying their union. There's nothing that is
is wealthy enough to compensate for that. Either if I drive, I'm a drunken driver, and I'm driving along, and I smash into your car, you're driving along with your wife, and it broke your leg, yeah, the court can give you something it calls compensation for the pain and suffering and the broken leg and the hospital bill and so on. But that's not how you used to live. You're now sitting in a wheelchair. You can't dance with your wife now at afternoon time like you used to. Who gonna pay for that? That cannot be compensated. And so the communion has been destroyed. You understand? The way you sustain your communion has been destroyed. It cannot be compensated for. You can't compensate the people of Barbuda for the loss of their community relationship and their relationship with their land. The British, the French, the Europeans have been doing it for long enough. They are experts at this. Divide and conquer. And this is where I question the independence of Antigua and Barbuda. Why do you need the authority of foreigners to tell you what kind of relationship your people are supposed to have? Why doesn't Gaston Brown and his administration respect the fact that the people of Barbuda want to continue to own their land as a community? Now, this is the beginning. This dollar value there is the beginning of divide and conquer, because some people going to get $2. Some people gonna get 10. The fewest people gonna get 100. How you think that the people who get 100 and the people who get 1 gonna have any kind of communion? None.
Okay, well, let's follow up on this down the road in the sense of time. Leon brought something else in which the gentleman is gonna be extradited from Dominica to Antigua, and probably
he's in Antigua. He's in Antigua now.
But
the charges that he faced, he had been sent back to Antigua because of his being ill, you know, and they give him a chance to come out of being arrested and came to Antigua.
Facing prosecution.
But he was facing persecution, and all the charges were now dropped, so that he hasn't had to face anything in Dominica. But all along, this guy who had a CIP passport was able to live in Antigua, and the government now is saying, listen, we want to send you back to India to face charges, and he's fighting it.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And now, West Indies has just got another wicket, 105.
Oh. They're making progress. This looks like I'm finished today then.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But give us a take on the Cardinal and things legal.
Yeah, yes, let me say this in the first thing. We talked about that issue here on the Saturday morning entertainment show for a while. And our suspicion was that something is funny, because nobody seemed to have known how Mr. Choksi got out of Antigua and into Dominica. And then Dominica was on the verge of extraditing him to India.
India.
The first step was that Mr. Choksi is an Antiguan citizen. The citizens of Antigua. And if he ends up in Dominica somehow, Dominica should have informed the country of his citizenship that we have your citizen locked up. What do you want to do? And then they would contact their embassy wherever, or whatever diplomatic relations they could establish to understand Mr. Choksi's circumstances. Mm-hmm. Now, having realized that Mr. Choksi was kidnapped and taken into Dominica, you know, after an investigation and whatever, realized that you cannot charge him for illegal entry into Dominica, and he couldn't enter there himself, so somebody must have brought him in. So where are the smugglers? That's the next question. Has the investigation been complete? Do we know who the smugglers are who brought Mr. Chuxi to Dominica?
Mm-hmm.
Should the Dominican government find out who they are? And if he was kidnapped, he was kidnapped in Antigua. So which means then that a crime was committed in Antigua as well. Who's looking after that? Okay, so we're not going to be satisfied because you say, okay, we drop the charges against him in Dominica. He's no longer going to be prosecuted in Dominica, but we're going to continue our extradition proceedings in Antigua. What you wanted to do underhanded in Dominica. So it makes the governments of both countries look suspicious. What is their deal? Who paid what? And it raises those issues because they seem to have a lack of interest. No knowing that Mr. Chuxi didn't come to Dominica on his own, there seemed to be this lack of interest between the Antiguan government and the Dominican government to find out who it is that broke our laws. There seemed to be a lack of interest in that. So, where's the investigation? What did the investigation discover? And the Antiguan people should be asking these questions, as well as the Dominican people should be asking these questions and see where these questions, the answers to these questions lead
fully
them.
Agree.
Okay?
I agree with
so
that.
Now,
I agree with that entirely.
Mr. Chuxi is facing extradition, and we are told that he committed some crime in India. Is the Antiguan government doing a proper investigation to find out why why is India requesting Mr. Chuxi's presence back there? Second thing, is there an extradition treaty between India and Antigua? Okay, his lawyers should know to ask for that treaty to see if Mr. Chuxi's proceedings are going according to the terms of that treaty. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a treaty? Because a lot of times, these countries in the Caribbean, they hear about extradition, particularly in their relationship with Britain and the United States, and nobody is asking, well, where is the extradition treaty? An extradition has to be by an agreement, a previously written agreement. Okay? And the terms of that agreement has to be followed when an extradition is being executed. It cannot be general. They got to be specific. This is someone's life and liberty at stake here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to have specific terms to understand how you would manage that life in those proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, there's an extradition treaty between the United States and Canada. Someone kills someone,
mm-hmm.
commits first-degree murder in the United States, and he runs across the border and ends up in Canada. The United States applies to Canada. You have our citizen. We want him back. We're going to prosecute him for first-degree murder. They got, according to that treaty, they got to tell Canada, we're not going to execute him under the death penalty because that is one of the terms of the treaty. If they tell Canada, you can't tell us what to do in our criminal proceedings here, Canada say, well, no, I'm going to release him. I'm not going to extradite him, you understand? Because you're not following the terms of the treaty that we have between. So my thinking is, is there a treaty between India and Antigua? Right. That's my question. What are the terms of that treaty? How will Mr. Chuxi and his counsel know that the proper path is being taken unless that path has already been paved? That's what the treaty does.
Yeah, a lot of questions need to be answered.
There's a lot of questions.
And the public.
There's a lot of questions.
And the public needs to know. Public needs.
We
to
need
know.
To know
in both countries.
We need to know
exactly.
If I end up in Antigua as an Antiguan citizen, I need to know, you know, what is it is available to me. You know, they can't come to Antigua and say there's no extradition treaty between the United States and Antigua. But you are living here, and I was an Antiguan citizen, and the United States is claiming that you defrauded the IRS by not paying a certain amount of taxes.
Mm.
And we want you back to stand those charges. Antiguan government could say, well, you know, we don't have a treaty with you. So, tough luck. And I remind people that there was this guy by the name of Ronald Biggs who executed what they call the Great Train Robbery in England in 1966. Ronald Biggs escaped from the jail and ended up in Venezuela. After some years, I think it was in 1978, Ronald Biggs left Venezuela and went to Barbados on vacation. Scotland Yard, the British intelligence, Bureau of Investigation, heard that Ronald Biggs was in
Barbados.
They went to Barbados, picked up Ronald Biggs, put him on a plane, and flew him out to England. Harold Barrow said, no, Barbados is a sovereign nation. You can't just walk into Barbados and do what you want. You got to come to me. And matter of fact, we don't have any extradition treaty with you. So please bring out Mr. Biggs was our guest. Please bring our guest back and put him down here in Barbados and leave us to hell alone. Now, you don't have governments in the Caribbean these days with that kind of balls. Our government leaders in the Caribbean today has gone back to saying, yes, massa. You understand?
Well,
so I'm very
You don't have balls, but I believe Mayor Motley would stand up.
Mayor Motley?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's showing some gumshoe, as we call it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. She is showing some gumshoe. And I'm hoping the other leaders in the Caribbean would follow through on her thing. I mean, she's not joking around. She is not talking in a squeaky voice when she comes before the UN General Assembly. You understand? And then talk with a bold voice when she goes in front of her opposition in Barbados. She's coming on strong. You know, if you heard her message, her comment, I should say, her delivery the UN General Assembly last year, you know that came from a different tone and a different expression. That's right out of the Errol Barrow, Eric Williams school of thought, Michael Manley, Fidel Castro, and that era of leadership. Mia Motley is saying we're going to stand up, and these are what the problems are. Now, whether these other, you know, people are going to follow through and say, you know, this is a leader we can follow. You know, whether or not they're going to say that, to reclaim our sovereignty, to make Caribbean people know that they are safe in their homes. You know, you want to question that. A couple of years ago, a young man by the name of Wayne Bridgewater was kidnapped out of St. Kitts. And the Antiguan government allowed him to be passed to Antigua and onto Puerto Rico, and they didn't ask who he be and where you get it from. Well, kidnapping is not, unless you can say that the Simmons government turned him over to us under legal provisions, kidnapping is a crime in Antigua as well. So we can hold him for you. And when we're ready, you're going to pay to send him back to St. Kitts, where he belongs. And we're going to hold you too because we suspect you of criminal activity, kidnapping. So they should have been locked up in Antigua. And their bail, their money should have been acquired from them to send Wayne Bridgewater back to St. Kitts. And they should have been standing trial in Antigua. Just inform their embassy, wherever it is, that we got your citizens here and we suspect them of kidnapping. But they didn't got the balls to do that. You understand? Because they went back to saying, yes, Master.
All right. Well, we're rolling up to the top of the hour, and sometimes going uphill, you have to go a little slower than going down the hill, but it seems as if we're going up the hill fast, just about 19 minutes away from reaching the top of the hill. Maybe we can touch on the House Committee that is investigating Donald Trump. We can maybe do it shortly. Did Donald Trump actually really try to get the rid of his vice president by the Hang Mike Pence chant?
Right.
But that was a chant. And it seemed like there was all hell-bent on doing the president bidding because the vice president decided to stick with the Constitution and swear in the new president, Mr. Biden. And the chant was Hang Mike Pence with the president's approval. Where do you think this committee is going, if they're going anywhere? We can do that in maybe 5 minutes or less.
Leonio?
No, what I feel the evidence looks so clear, man. It looks so clear. The blind man can see that something happened. And if you are my vice president and you serve me well for 4 years, and you're saying, he's saying that he's taking a different stance than what the president is taking, and you, I don't think Trump knew what he was doing. He really threw Mike Pence under the bus, as it were, and I thought in my view what I'm seeing, I think that he knew something about it.
Well, his attorneys acted on, that is Trump, acted on his behalf, and they were telling Pence that he could unilaterally not certify the mail. Remember that's what they were talking about? They were trying to convince him, say, you cannot certify the election. You have that authority. But remember, we had a Republican judge, another attorney who was advising Penn, telling him he does not have the authority not to. He has to.
Mm.
So I think that is where I think that Trump is finding himself in hot water. Because he was insisting, we remember it clearly, that Penn, you can stop it. Because he tried through Georgia for them to find votes. And he was telling the folks down there to do all this
just
stuff.
Just find me the votes.
He had his last finding with his vice president. And when he wasn't coming through, the chant, Hang Mike Pence. They went into that building to really get Mike Pence and Pelosi, the speaker. I honestly believe that. Because they were doing Donald Trump's bidding.
But my question, Ivor, is why is it that they're taking so long, man? Why is it they take so long? If it were a black group had gone into the parliament and do what they did, first of all, we would have a lot of dead bodies, not just one or two.
Okay.
Right. A lot
you
more.
Think there would have been a lot of people would have been there to stand trial. I can tell you that much.
Yes.
There would have been bodyguards coming out of there. I'll tell you
exactly.
The only
one who would have been.
What's
been?
Somebody. Somebody brushing teeth there somewhere.
The only ones who would have been scheduled to stand trial would be the ones in the hospital chain to hospital beds. And those would be just a few. You know, they try to keep them alive, keep the few alive just to have a trial and then, you know, whatever else, you know, the death penalty and whatever else, you know. How could these people here launch such an offensive against our sacred institution? But you notice, with all the going on, you know, we're still hearing about Trump's run for the presidency in 2024. That's kind of like saying, yeah, we're going to make all this noise and hullabaloo, but nothing going to be done. Nothing different is going to happen. We're just going to, you know, do something. You know, make it appear that we're doing something and bring out all the information to give the news channels something to get excited about so that people can watch and the enterprisers can post their commercials because there are a lot of people watching and so on and so forth. This looks like a ticker tape parade, you know, where people just go out to show off their costumes. And, you know, the likelihood of something happening, because nobody is saying up to this point, except for a few comments of people of no real import, you and I sitting around the water cooler or the bar and saying Donald Trump should be prosecuted. You don't hear anything of that nature coming out of those hearings, that this is geared towards establishing, you know, establishing the feasibility of criminal charges against the president. You can't impeach him now.
No.
Because you don't know, you don't know the office.
No.
So what is this? Just to put on a historical record?
No. I think they're trying to bring charges against him and his other folks because, like you said, the impeachment part is over now. So they're headed towards that way. But anyway, let's hear what Linus has to say, because I think it has pretty much the same kind of iron fist rule as Trump was down there, with a gentleman with three parliamentarians telling the world that they have done a better job than nine of them in the space of maybe 2 to 3 weeks. Linus, election is hanging around the corner. Can you help us? What's happening in St. Kitts and Nevis?
Well, hello, morning. Morning, everybody. In St. Kitts, everything is quiet. All the political parties have put out the eight candidates now. PAM has eight, PLP has eight, and Labour has eight. So we have everybody running eight in St. Kitts now. That's what's going on. That's the latest.
So any dates when the election would be held, what are the dates bandied about?
Not yet. The Prime Minister is the only person who knows when the election is going to be called. That's not fair, but anyway.
Well, we know the Constitution is written that way. We know the Constitution says you have to give at least 21 days. So
21 clear days,
yes. From the time the amendment was... You're saying something, go ahead.
I listen to talk shows, and everybody is saying he has until August 8th. That will be the 90 days?
Yes. No later than August 8th.
I guess.
But you know how they operate. They try to get it around, you know, some election date. The next one come up is, what, July 4th?
Mm-hmm.
You think you can call a snap election there?
I don't know what's going on.
It looks like
every day things change. As the people launch their candidates and have their launches, well, PLP is having a big rally today in Greenlands Park with a lot of bands and artists and stuff like that. So last night when Pam launched the candidate, that make a little shift. Now I guess tonight will make another shift.
Why people do believe that all this glamour and glitz in terms of an artist coming from overseas, they jump on the wine in a park, that has anything to do with moving the country forward or promises or changing anything or bringing easy way to go or accepting $400, $500, whatever, from
candidate with no idea. People are still living like that, you think, isn't it?
People live like that everywhere.
Well, when they have the rally, when they have the rally, all men have it. When Labour had a rally, it was big. PAM had one, it was big. PLP had one, it was big. So, I don't know.
Well, with one man, one vote, do they have any... What is that? Peter Wickham. Do they have anybody down there predicting any outcome? Or they don't? They have not brought in anybody?
Well, I have not heard any, so I don't know.
Okay. What is your prediction?
No, I'm not going to say that. No. Cardinal, please help come in here. Don't answer the question.
Okay. I'm going to come in here, but I'm going to say this first. A lot of people find it, you know, unfair or whatever that, you know, the Prime Minister is walking around, as they call it, with the election date in his pocket.
Date in his back pocket.
That's the truth. But that is something that we have lived by traditionally for some years. Now, you know, maybe there's still some value to it. You know, because the way I see politicians who come to you a few days before elections and offer you a ride in their car or a drink or something like that, and then after they've been elected, you don't hear from them again. So it probably served them
right.
Because if you are not among your people for the duration of your term in office or out of office, if you are not connected to your people well enough for them to make a decision as to whether they would be willing to elect you their leader, then, you know, you deserve everything you get. So if they call a snap election the next day, you'll be ready. We know, however, you and I know from Amani and Joe France, they say when the Labour Party going on campaigning, Joe France campaigning the same way he's done for the last 5 years. Because Joe France votes are sure.
Yep.
You understand? The Joe France they talk about is the Joe France that is among the people. All the time people don't know that I want to vote for Joe France, whichever constituency he's going to run on. Our politicians need to understand that they need to connect with their people in order to become leaders. So when the Prime Minister, when you live by the tradition and the Prime Minister calls snap elections, you take what you get. You understand? You take what you get. I hope they keep it that way.
All right.
So until our politicians learn to respect the will of the people.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's where we're going to be really ending our topic just there, because, folks, we are dead out of time. So, Lynette, Father's Day greetings. What's in hope for tomorrow? What the mood is like? Happy Father's Day to you and everyone else down there in St. Kitts and Nevis. In the meantime,
yep.
Let me go ahead and just say, let me get this in. Last week, we dropped right on the button. Sports is on, and, you know, the cricket show comes up with sports tomorrow from 6 until 9. So we're going to ask you to give them a call, 515-605-9850. And if you're okay to get on the web, it's the World Wide Web, blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. That's from 6 until 9. So be sure to listen. By then, West Indies should be bringing home the bacon in the first test match against Bangladesh. Let's go ahead and do our closing limit, but I have the question first about Father's Day, and you can send greetings across the way if you care to. We have some late listeners. Lynette, you're still with us? Yes.
Yes, she is.
I'm
Regina with her.
All right, well, before you go, Colonel, Lynette, what's the latest score here so these folks can hear what's happening?
Lynette must have gone too. Let me see.
Yeah, go ahead, Colonel.
Yes, it's been a wonderful show. And let me extend my appreciation to the fans, friends, and supporters. And, of course, let them know how much of pleasure I get in bringing this show to them on every Saturday morning. I'd love to do it again, and I'll do it again next week if all goes well so that I can be available. So until next week, have a great week.
All right, we have a 951805. Come on in. Welcome.
Good morning to you, Ivor, and Zobo listeners. I just wanted to give you a quick update on the latest scores. It is 109 for 6, Bangladesh 109 for 6.
Okay, they're falling. So I guess by the end of this day, if Brathwaite doesn't go in and chuck up a lot of balls, they should be sending these guys to the beach for Sunday and Monday. Let it get the burn.
Sounds you've got it well figured out there, Ivor.
Yes.
we're going to make you captain. We'll make you captain of the team next time.
Well, you know, I'm an armchair captain, so you know you see best when you sit in the chair and looking from maybe 120 meters off. You know, you play all the right strokes there.
yes, indeed.
Yes. Well, happy Father's Day to you, sir. And thanks for that information, and thanks for coming through. Yeah, but we're going to close out. I guess a little piece of the Father's Day.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her.
Yeah, that's Luther bringing down the curtains there on this pre-Father's Day celebration. Tomorrow is the big day, and I urge you to tune into the cricket show tomorrow. We'll have the real thing tomorrow on the day itself, especially between 6:30 and 7, when the birthdays, anniversaries are being told. So, folks, it was a pleasure bringing the show to you this morning. I want to thank Babu for coming through with prayers, Mercury, lending her voice. Of course, Cardinal Lynn came through with a topic there on Tiga and Barbuda. And Dennis brought us some support, so we wanted to thank you. Don and Debbie, of course, 10:45. That clock plated for them. They came through. I want to say, wish them all the best. And to all of the fathers, all those who have played Father role.
And I hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for
others, and may the rest of the day be the best of your day. See you next week, and don't forget to tune in to the Cricket Show tomorrow, 6 to 9 p.m. With that, make it a great day, everybody. Ta-da!